Living souls in the house, praise your God. If you know that the Lord has been good to you, I want you to lift up your voice this evening and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us say sweet things to him. Let us say Mayadrian's words and offer the fruit of your lip to him this evening. Father, we thank you for another encounter. Thank you for another opportunity. Father, we thank you. Brethren, I want you to lift up your voice to him. Offer to him the fruit of your lips. Say good things to him. Tell him how sweet and loving he has been to you. The book of Psalm 107 says, we should give thanks to the Lord for his love endureth forever. The verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Let the redeemer of the Lord tell their story. It says, let those who he has redeemed from the hands of the foes, they should lift their voice. I want you to lift up your voice this evening and say, thank you, Jesus. If all you can say is, thank you, Jesus, that's enough. Just offer him the fruit of your lips. Say good things to him. Father, we'll thank you because you are a good God. Thank you because you are a loving Father. Oh, thank you for being our sheep. Thank you for being our strength. Oh, for a thousand tongue to sing my great Redeemer praise, the glory of my God and King, the triumph of his name. Emi bala peru. Oh God, by me, Ishaguorere. Father, we thank you this evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The triumph of his name. By a shepherd, Kori Befua. Esheo, Omo Maria. But a shepherd, Kori Befua. Esheo, Lugbeja. Baye shefe kori be fomowa fokowa eshe o omo Maria. Baye shefe kori be fowa eshe o olugbeja. Ah, yes, let my King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Oh, Hosanna. Let my King be lifted up. We worship you, Lord. We of you most high, Lord, we hear you and we worship your majesty, Lord, we hear you most high. Baba, we hear you, for you are good, you are kind, and we walk worship you, Lord, we the you most high. We the you, Lord, we worship you. We hear you most high. Elohim Adonai. Oh, Elohim, Elohim, we praise your name. Elohim, you are the fountain that never runs dry. Elohim. Open. Ola Ruaba Hosanna Yeho Baba Opa Lamu Lamu Iyi Lamu Iyi. Ibani Hosanna Yeho Shebab Hallelujah Napa Atani All Wogbo Weda Oza Adake daju Oba Oluda Bobo Awagbo Shubafu Owo Aforibale Eyini Oba Ajade Mama Tonile. You are the miracle working God. You are the faithful God. You are the miracle working Father. Oba, you are the King. Asoro Mata say, oh, Awagbo Shubafu Aforibal Yes Yes Wherever you are, I want you to say Eshe. I want you to say thank you, Lord, to that Father. Eshe. Eshe. Oh. Mashe Lori Ayewa. Eshe. Eshe. Eshe o mashe. If it had not been for your grace, ore of Eshe ni ariba. I thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for your grace, anusha. Lawariba, Father, we shout grace, grace, ore of Esh. See, see, anone ariba, oh, Father, we shout grace. peace. It is your grace, O Rey of Esha, ni awarigba o. See, it's your mercy, Lord. Anu re lo pawa mo. Oh, that's what we say. Eshe o, e mashi. No, my all you have done in our midst. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, Lord, we are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. All over our lives, our children, our husband, our career, our businesses, we are grateful. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, our hallelujah belongs to you.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Belongs to you. Do I have a witness in the house? Say my hallelujah. Belongs to you, Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the power belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. For you are good, for you are kind. My hallelujah belongs to you. Some others say, my hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to my belongs to you. Lord,
belongs. Thank you, Jesus.
Belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm questioning so you care, but Babali, thank you. Oh. Babali, thank you. Oh. Babali, thank you. Oh. Babali, thank you. Oh. Jesus, we thank you. Babali. From the strength, for the strength we have drawn from you, Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Baba, we thank you. Oh, Baba, we thank you. Oh, Baba, we thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How about you, Sister Joy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to welcome everyone to tonight's program, the program that the Lord has been waiting for every one of us to bless every one of us tonight. I pray even as you have come tonight, the Lord will minister to us, the Lord will speak to us in Jesus' name. Brethren, I would like us to close our eyes and we are going to pray this few prayers before we go to the word. Firstly, we are going to say, Father, thank you for your mercy and your faithfulness that I renew every day in my life. I want you to open your mouth and tell it to God that, Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the renewing of your mercy in my life every day. Tell it to God, appreciate him, give him all the glory. That Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for tell it to God. Tell it to God. That Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Begin to speak, begin to tell it to God that, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. The Lord has been faithful to us. The Lord has been kind to us. His mercy has been sufficient for you. Tell it to God. Say, Father, thank you for your mercy and your faithfulness that I renew every day in my life. Brethren, I will pray. Let's appreciate the name of the Lord. Thank you because you are the King of Kings. Lord, who bless your name. Lord, who worship you. Thank you because there is none like unto you. Thank you because you are the Saint of Kings. Thank you because you are the Rose of Shalom. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Once again, I would like us to say, I would like us to pray. Say, Father, I thank you for the privilege of seeing 87 days in year 2020. Today is 87 days in year 2020. Tell it to God. Say, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for all that you have been doing. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to say, where is my God? Open your mouth and say, Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege. There are so many souls that want to see today, but they cannot see today. It is not because we are righteous enough. It is not because we are faithful enough. It is not because we know how to live righteously. But the mercy of God has been sufficient for you. Why not open your mouth and say, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for today being 87 days in year 2026. The Lord has kept you. You go out and you come in, the mercy of God has been sufficient for you. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brother, once again, we are still going to pray. We are going to tell it to God. Father, I thank you for keeping my feet safe from all dangers. Brother, we have been going out every day, but the Lord's protection has been upon us. The Lord has been guiding us. The Lord has been protecting us. The Lord has been keeping us. Why not open your mouth and tell it to God? And Father, I thank you for keeping my feet safe. Your legs are saved. Your feet are saved. Your going out and coming in have been saved through Jesus Christ. Why not say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say, Lord, thank you for your safety. Thank you for your safety. Thank you for your safety. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your safety. Thank you for not allowing dangers to befall me. Thank you for not allowing people to say, where is my God? Brother, I would like you to open your mouth and tell. Thank him, thank him, thank him. The Lord has been faithful. His mercy has been sufficient for you. He has kept you. You never dip your legs into danger. You never walk into fire. You never walk into death. It is the Lord's mercy. Open your mouth and thank him. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lastly, I would like us to thank him. You are going to say, Father, by your mercy, I will not fall from your back. Tell it to God that, Father, by your mercy, meaning Jabole in Yoluwa, Oluwa Romilowo, Lord, by your mercy, I will not fall from your back. I will not fall from your back. In this month, in this year, I will not fall from your back. Tell it to God. Fall from your back by sin. I will not fall from you. Your mercy shall continue to be sufficient for me. Your mercy shall continue to safeguard me. Your mercy shall continue to be with me. Your mercy shall be there in every areas of my days on this earth. Oh, yeah, begin to tell it to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And so, Father, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Dada, because you are here with us tonight. Thank you, Jesus, because you are here to bless us. Thank you, Jesus, because we will not leave your presence tonight without being blessed. Thank you, Jesus, because we know that tonight will be a remarkable night in our life. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome every one of us to tonight's program, and I want to thank God for the privilege given to me tonight. I say, may the Lord speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. Tonight we'll be speaking on the topic. I'll be speaking on the topics that say, Jesus, my escape. I want you to tell it to yourself. Jesus is my escape. Say it to yourself. Jesus is my escape. Are you there? Say it to yourself. Jesus is my escape. Praise the Lord. Okay, life can be overwhelming, and we'll find ourselves trapped in a situation or in a problem that seems impossible to escape, that seems impossible, to be free from it. It might seem like, with this problem, with this issue, with this situation, you know, not pull me down, not kill me. But brethren, I want to tell you tonight that there is a name called Jesus. There is a God called Jesus. He's our Savior. He's our Savior. He's our defender. He's our deliverer. He's the only one that can, you know, escape us through from every situations that we might find ourselves. In any problem that we find ourselves, the only man, the only one that can escape us through is who? Is Jesus. Is Jesus. Jesus is our escape. Jesus is the only one that can see us through. Jesus is the only one that can deliver us. Jesus is the only one that can rescue us. So, brethren, I want you to know tonight, my sisters, I want you to know tonight that in every areas of our life, we need to have Jesus. We need to have Jesus. We need to have Jesus. Jesus has to live in us. Jesus has to be our friend. Jesus has to be our friend. Jesus has to be our neighbor. Jesus has to be our companionship. Jesus has to be everything that we need. There is no other way. There is no other man. There is no other person that can make us to escape any situation that we find ourselves. Jesus is the only escape in any situation we find ourselves. I would like us to open to Psalm 18, verse 2. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, verse 2. I'd like us to open our Bible to Psalm 18, verse 2. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my strong hold. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we can see that the Bible says that the Lord is our rock, that the Lord is our fortress, that the Lord is our deliverer, that Jesus is our rock, in whom we take refuge, in whom that save us, in whom that rescue us, in whom that we can find way out of situation, in whom we can find freedom out of problem. So it is only Jesus. It is only Jesus that can rescue us. Why not tonight? I want you to know that it's only Jesus that can rescue us in any situation we find ourselves. That is why tonight, I want us to have it. I want us to know. I want us to accept Jesus because he's the only one that can escape us through in any situation we find ourselves. Praise the Lord. Now, I would like to talk on which areas do we want Jesus to rescue us? Which areas do we want Jesus? Do we want to find escape? Praise the Lord. Number one, from sin. Escape from sin. That's the first thing. We must do what? We must find freedom from sin. We must find rescue from sin. Because with sin, Jesus cannot be there for you. When we continue to live in sin, when we continue to dwell in sin, when we continue to allow sin to be our clothes, when we allow sin to be our food, when we allow sin to be everything about us, there is no way Jesus can come into our life. The Bible says the Lord do not dwell in the midst of unrighteousness. Jesus cannot live in the life that is full with dirty. Jesus cannot save a soul that is dwelling in sin. Jesus cannot be an escape for a soul that refused to accept him as Lord and Savior. So my brothers and sisters, my mothers in the Lord, tonight I want you to accept Jesus. When you accept Jesus, when you free yourself from sin, when you escape from sin, when you allow sin to be your enemy, when you allow sin to be something that you don't want to smell of, if you allow sin to be something that is your enemy, that you allow Jesus to reign in your life, you allow Jesus to be your God, you allow Jesus to be your Savior, then anytime you need an escape, anytime you need rescue, anytime you need freedom, then Jesus will surface for you. That is when we allow sin to do what? To be an enemy to us. When we run away from sin. Don't let us be a friend to sin. Let sin be far from us. Let us escape from sin. Let sin be, you know, not to be held with us. You know, when they see you, they will say, yes, of a truth, you're a child of God. Of a truth, you're a true child of God. Sin does not live in you. Let sin be far from you. Escape from sin. Run away from sin. Be far from sin. Let sin be your enemy. And as you decide tonight that you are going to escape from sin, you are going to run away from sin, the Lord Jesus will help you in the name of Jesus. When we open our Bible to John chapter 8, verse 36. Let's open our Bible to John chapter 8, verse 36. Let's see what God tells us there. John chapter 8, verse 36. John chapter 8, verse 36. He says, John chapter 8, verse 36. It says, so it says, so if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Brethren, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So if you deny, if you decide tonight, if you are ready tonight to escape from sin, to leave sin, to be far from sin, Jesus is ready to free you. Jesus is ready to make you to leave your ways of sin and make you a righteous person. I pray that the Lord will free us from sin tonight in the name of Jesus. Another areas that we need escape from is from fear. We need escape from fear. Brethren, what is fear? Fear can take away the faith and the trust we have in Jesus. Fear can take away the faith and the trust we have in Jesus. You know, when fear dominates in our lives, when fear lives in us, when fear has a place in us, that is when we begin to have doubt to God. That is when we begin to have doubt in believing God, in trusting God. That is when we begin to, you know, we'll forget that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That is why we forget that it is only God that can do it, that can save us, that can deliver us, that can put solution to every situation in our life. So, brethren, tonight, we need to pray for escape from fear. We don't need fear. As the children of God, fear must not be something we dwell with. Fear must not be something that will bring us down. Fear must not be something that will hold us down. Fear must not be something that will make us to forget God. Fear must not make us to not to believe the Almighty. So tonight we need to pray for escape from fear. There must be no fear in our heart. A child of God must be fearless. A child of God must be fearless. A child of God must not be afraid. A child of God must not be afraid. When you look at Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6, let's open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6 say, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It didn't say with part of your heart. It said with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight. And do not rely on your own power. And do not rely on your own understanding. And do not rely on any man. And do not rely on any woman. And do not rely on any soul, but only on Jesus. My brothers and sisters, my mothers in the house. Like my godmother will always say, she will say, sister me, Eddie Jesu mu, Jesu nikan lo le se. Jesu nikan lo le gbadura, Jesu nikan le se. She will always mention Jesus. She will always say it's only Jesus that can do it. She will always say trust in Jesus. Don't trust in any man. Don't believe on any man. Trust in Jesus. That is what the word she will always tell me. She will always say, trust in Jesus. Jesus nikan lo le se. So my brothers and my sisters and mothers, I want you to know that it is only Jesus that can do it. It is only Jesus that can set you free. It is only Jesus that can rescue you. In verse 6, he says, in all your ways, acknowledge Jesus. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Brethren, who else do you want to believe? Who else do you want to trust? Who else do you want to rely on? Who else do you want to put your faith into? Who else do you want to believe that can do it than Jesus? I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Another areas where we need escape is from parenting struggles. Parents in the house, mothers in the house. Yes, temptations will come, challenges will come in training our children, but we should not be afraid. We should not be scared. We should not be afraid. We should not be confused. We should not be downcast. Let's hold on to Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can teach us, that can teach we, the parent, that can teach us on how to train the children. He is the only one that can give us provision for the children. So I don't want us to be downcast. I don't want us to be, I don't want us to be troubled. I don't want us to be struggling when we want to train up our child. Let's just hold on to Jesus, the only escape. Jesus, the only escape. Jesus, the only savior. Jesus, the only rescue. Jesus, the only one that can free all. It is only him. There is no other man. There is no other woman. There is no other name. It is Jesus. You know, sometimes in my sins, things have been difficult. In my sins, the world wants to fall down. But my sisters, let's hold on to Jesus. Let's have it at the back of our hand. Let's have it at the tips of our hand that Jesus is the only escape. Jesus is the only one that can free us. Jesus is the only one that can rescue us. And I pray that Jesus will never fail us. Jesus will continue to rescue us in the name of Jesus. Another areas where we need the escape, we need Jesus as our escape, is fear from your children's safety. Brother, I want us to, to cultivate this name in the life of our children. Whenever our children wakes up in the morning, tell them, say, Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. When they are going out, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let them speak it to themselves, that I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. When they find themselves in any situation, let them cover themselves with the blood of Jesus. Let them call Jesus as their escape. Sometimes, when they're alone, maybe in the boarding school or in in the school that we are not there. Let them know. Teach them how to use the name of Jesus as escape in any areas they find them. So, brethren, we cannot follow our children to higher institution. We cannot follow them to their husband's house. The only thing that can follow them is that name, which is Jesus. The name that will make, that will pave way for them. The name that will open way for them. The name that will save them whenever they find themselves in any problem. So I would like us to teach them that name. I want us to let them know that Jesus is the only way, no other way. No man can do it. No man can do it. It's only Jesus that can do it. He said, when you trust in me, I will answer you. When you trust in me, I will make ways for you. Why not trust in Jesus, the only man that can do it? And as we do that tonight, the Lord will bless us. We can read Psalm 121, 7 to 8 for a safety for our children. That Jesus is the only safety for our children. That Jesus is the only one that can save us in any problem we find ourselves. And I pray tonight that the Lord, that the mercy of God will continue to rescue us, that the mercy of God will continue to save us, that the mercy of God will continue to be there for us in the name of Jesus. So, brethren, tonight I want you to have it. In fact, let it be a song that you'll be singing. When you wake up, when you are going out, just say it yourself. Jesus, today you are my rescue. In anything that I am going to lay my hands upon, in anything that I am going to do, in every way that I am going to walk to, in every buses, every car that I am going to enter, Jesus, you are my rescue. Rescue me in every areas of my life. And you will see that Jesus will not fail you. You will see that Jesus will rescue you in every areas you want him to rescue you. I pray God will help us and bless us even as we've heard the word tonight in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I want us to pray. We have prayers that want us to pray. It is only Jesus that can rescue us. And before Jesus can rescue you, it is when you have abstained from sin. It's when you have allowed Jesus to take a place in your life. It is when you have allowed Jesus to sit in your life. It's when you have allowed Jesus to be your mentor. It's when you have allowed Jesus to be your superior. Then anytime you call him to rescue you, he will rescue you. Anytime you want him to escape from any danger, from anything, any foundational causes, any foundational problem, Jesus is the only one that can save you. And I pray he will save you in the name of Jesus. Now I want us to pray. The first prayer tonight, you will say, Father, tonight, rescue me and restore and reposition me. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray, I want you to open your mouth and pray this prayer. Father, tonight, rescue me and restore and reposition me. Father, rescue me. Rescue me from every evil. Rescue me from every danger. Rescue me from every problem. Rescue me from every situation that wants to overwhelm me. Rescue me from every problem that seems like a mountain. Rescue me from every mountain. Mountain that seems like it's not coming down. Father, rescue me tonight. Lord, rescue me. Rescue me tonight. Rescue me tonight. Open your mouth and tell it to God. Brethren, you are the only one that can call on Jesus to to rescue you. You are the only one that can call Jesus to escape you from every situation. Oh, yeah, open your mouth and tell it to God. Father, tonight, rescue me and restore and reposition me. Reposition me for good. Reposition me for excellence. Reposition me for greatness. Reposition me for success. Open your mouth and tell it to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree tonight, oh God, Lord, you will rescue me. Lord, you will rescue us. Lord, you will reposition us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brother, once again, we are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, rescue me from any form of unpleasant situation. Father, rescue me from any form of unpleasant situation or condition. Tell it to God. Father, if you're unpleasant situation, Lord, that may be, Lord, that might be an issue for me, that might be a problem for me. Father, please rescue me. Lord, free me. Lord, free me. Every unpleasant situation, Lord, that is taking place, that is taking your place in my life. Lord, rescue me from me. Lord, save me from me. Lord, save me from there. Every unpleasant situation, every problem that has turned themselves to God in my life. Every problem, every unpleasant situation that have turned themselves to God in my life, may it be sickness, may it be a poverty. Tell it to God. Father, rescue me from them tonight. Lord, rescue me from them tonight. Lord, rescue me from them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, rescue me from them tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brother, once again, we are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, by your mercy, rescue me from foundational parts that can weaken my destiny. Every foundational problem, every foundational curse, Lord, that may want to weaken my destiny. Lord, that may want to make me to be far from you. Lord, that may want to bring me away, that may want to take me away from you. Lord, every foundational curse, every foundational problem, Lord, that may want to make me to deny you. Lord, put an end to it. Lord, rescue me. Daddy, rescue me. Lord, save me from me. Lord, save me from me. Every foundational problem, every foundational curse. You know, there are some curses in our foundation. There are curses, there are problems that may want to make us to say, ah, Jesus, I will not serve you again. But tonight, I want you to know that when you run away from Jesus, you are running into fire. When you run away from Jesus, you are running into hell. When you run away from Jesus, you are running into death. Brethren, my sisters and mothers, if you don't want to run into curses, if you don't want to dwell in curses, if you don't want to dwell in problems, only Jesus that can save you. Only Jesus that can deliver you. Why not tell him tonight, Lord, rescue me. Lord, save me. Daddy, save me. Lord, rescue me. Rescue me from every foundational curse, from every foundational problem. Lord, that may want to make me to be far from you, that may want to take me away from your presence, that will not allow me to serve you with all my heart, that will not allow me to serve you with all my soul. Father, deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brother, once again, I would like us to pray. You will say, Father, by your mercy, rescue me and my family. Say, Father, by your mercy, rescue me and my family from every strange occurrence. Father, rescue me and my family from every strange occurrence. Is it accident? Is it sickness? Is it disease? Father, rescue us. Lord, deliver us. Lord, set us free. Lord, make us to escape from every occurrence, every disease, every accident, every sickness. Lord, help us to escape. Help us to escape. Lord, deliver us. Lord, deliver us. Set us free. Because you are our refuge. You are our refuge. Father, deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us. deliver, tell it to God that Lord, deliver me and my family. Deliver me and my family from every problem, from every situation. Father, deliver me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brother, once again, we are going to pray. We will tell it to God. You will say, Father, rescue me from every silent mockers. Father, rescue me from every silent mockers. Brethren, there are mockers in every of our life. There are people that are there that are saying you want to see what she will become. There are people that are saying you want to see what she, how she's going to make it. There are people in the silent place that are saying you want to see what is God is going to do for her. There are silent people there saying they want to see what it will become of her. You will tell it to God. Father, deliver me. Deliver my family. Deliver my husband. Deliver my children from every silent mocker. From every silent mocker. Every silent mockers, wherever they may be. Wherever they may be hidden. Wherever they may have. That they may be waiting to mock me and my family. Father, deliver all. Father, help us to escape from them. Lord, help us to be free from them. Lord, deliver us from them. In the name of Jesus. Brother, open your mouth and tell it to God. That Lord, deliver us from every silent podcast. You might not see them. You might not know them. But they are there. They are there. They are there watching your God. Watching you. Waiting to see what you will become. Why not tell it to God? Because Jesus is the only escape. Jesus is the only one that can rescue you. Jesus is the only one that can save you. Tell it to God. Father, rescue me. Lord, rescue me and my family from every silent mocker. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Once again, we are going to pray. You say, Father, by your mercy, let my day, let my best days return to me. Say it to God. Father, by your mercy, let my best days return to me. My good days, my happy days, my joyful days, my glorious days. My success day, my promotion day, my happiness day. Lord, let them come to me. Let them come back to me. Father, return back my best day. Return my joyful days to me. All my joyful days that I've been taken away by the devil. All my happiness that I've been taken away by the enemy. Lord, return them to me. Lord, return them to me. Father, return them to me. Brethren, are you praying at all? Tell it to God. Father, return my best days to me. Your day, the days of your joy, the days you have, you know, that you will be dancing and singing and rejoicing before the Lord, that the enemy has taken away from you, that the enemy has taken away from you, that the devil has stolen from you. Tell it to God. Father, return there. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, rescue them for me. Lord, rescue them for me. Lord, return those days back to me. Lord, return those days back to me. In the name of Jesus. Father, return my best days to me. Lord, return my days of joy to me. Lord, return the days of my peace to me. Lord, return the days of my gladness to me. Lord, return the days of my joy to me. Open your mouth and tell it to God. Father, return by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy. In Jesus' mighty day, we are praying. Brother, we are still going to pray. You will say, Father, by your mercy, restore my rains of blessings and refreshing back unto me. All you are saying to God, Father, by your mercy, Lord, restore my rains of blessing. Ojo anu, ojo iboku, ki olon ko da pada fun yin ni asale. Ko olon ko da pada fun wa ni asale yi. O ye igbadura e so fun Oluwa. Oluwa. Erozo restore ega pada ojo ibuku ojo anu mi olu ega pada fun mi ni asale yi. Father, restore back the rains of blessing, the rains of mercy, the rains of success, the rains of joy, refreshing rains. Lord, restore them back to me tonight. Open your mouth and tell it to God. Father, restore, restore, restore by your mercy, restore, restore my rains of blessing, restore my rains of refreshing back to me. tonight. Jesus, the only SKA. Jesus, the only restorer. Jesus, the only restorer. Jesus, the only giver of blessing. Jesus, the only giver. Jesus, the only rescue. Oh, yeah, Father, restorer. Every of my blessing. Every of my miracle. Of my miracle, every of my faith, my trust in you that the enemy has taken away. Father, restore them back. Lord, restore them back tonight. Lord, restore them back tonight. Lord, restore them back tonight. Father, restore them back tonight. Lord, restore them back tonight. Father, restore them back tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brother, we are still going to pray. We are going to tell it to God. Father, by your mercy, I am taking a new step of dancing and celebration tonight. Yes, because Jesus is our SK. Because Jesus has come to us tonight. Because we have accepted Jesus as our SK. Because we have welcomed Jesus into our life tonight. Because we have believed that he's the only one that can escape us through. He's the only one that can deliver all. He's the only one that is our refuge. He's the only one that is our deliverer. He's the only one that is our freedom. He's the only one that can give us freedom. He's the only one that can restore all that the enemy has taken from us. All that the eagle calls has taken away from us. Jesus is the only escape. Jesus is the only one. Jesus. He's the only one that can restore it. So you're going to say it, to tell it to God. And Father, by your mercy, I am taking a new step of dancing and celebration. Claim it to yourself. Prophesy it to yourself. And you will see, you will begin to celebrate. You will begin to dance and celebrate always in your life. Oh, yeah, say, Father, I receive a new step of dancing and celebration. Father, I receive a new dancing and celebration. Tell it to God. Father, tonight, because you are my escape, because you are my escape, you are the only one that can escape me through. You are the only one that can save me. You are the only one that can rescue me. Father, tonight, I receive my step of dancing and celebration. I shall continue to dance and celebrate in every areas of my life. Because when you have Jesus, you have everything. When you have Jesus, you have the whole world. When you have Jesus, the joy in you will be great. When you have Jesus, your heart will be full of joy. When you have Jesus, your soul will be full of happiness. When you have Jesus, you will be surrendered by the angels of heaven. When you have Jesus as your Savior, your heart will be filled with joy. There will be no sorrow. There will be no weeping. There will be no thinking in your heart, because Jesus is your escape. Say, Father, as from tonight, I shall continue to celebrate and dance. I will celebrate and dance because you are my escape. Because you are my escape. Because you are my rescuer. Because you are my deliverer. Because you are my freedom. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Faithful Father, we bless you. We worship you because you are our confidence. The Bible says, this is the confidence that I have in you, that anything I ask in your name, you will do it. We bless you because of the confidence that you are our escape tonight. May your name be highly exalted in Jesus' name. Faithful Father, because you are our escape, we decree and we declare, as many that are under the bondage of the devil, they are escaping tonight in the name of Jesus. As many that are on the sick bed, as many that are walking on the other, because so called of the covenant or this altar, we decree their escape in the name of Jesus. As many that are under the influence of Satan, as many children that the devil has tampered with their glory, because of the covenant of this altar, we decree their escape in the name of Jesus. as many that are suffering spiritually, financially, materially, as many marriages that are crumbled, they are delivered and escaped tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree the mercy on this altar speak to everyone present today. Everyone connected to everyone on this altar, we decree their escape and their testimony in the name of Jesus. We cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. We cover from now to the end of this year. Jesus shall continue to be our escape and our testimony and our confidence and our testimony in the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, the covenant of this altar will begin to speak to every soul around now, the world and not around, anyone connected to this altar. I decree that the covenant of mercy will begin to speak one of us. Name of Jesus.
No.
Father, we bless and worship your holy name. We'll exalt your name because we shall dance a new dance. Our life shall be rebranded because of Jesus that is our escape. Our smile shall be broad in the name of Jesus. The blessings from above, the blessings from around, the blessings from beyond will begin to locate us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. We worship and exalt your name. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have decreed. Hey, my mommies in the house, all our mommies, all our brethren, I just pray that the covenant will speak for you tonight in Jesus' name.